40. Now in the morning, when they were come from Bethany, as he returned into the city, he was hungry. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, afar off having leaves, he came to it, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing thereon, but leaves only, for the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said to it, No man eat fruit of you, let no fruit grow on you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it, and presently the fig tree withered away. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple of God, and began to cast out all them that sold therein, and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not permit that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying to them, It is written, My house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said to him, Hear you what these say? And Jesus says to them, Yea, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise? And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought how they might destroy him, and could not find what they might do, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine, and very attentive to hear him. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive you how you prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip comes and tells Andrew. And again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this cause came I to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered, and others said, An angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. And how say you, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spoke Jesus, and when evening was come, he departed, and did hide himself from them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes, and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah, when he saw his glory, and spoke of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God.